Welcome to another fine episode of New Level Studio Productions Podcast. So, as usual, we have the Dirt McDirt, Dirt Wizard.
Estos es niños, comida es
muy bien.
Future Wizard.
And for the first time in a long time, we have an awesome returning guest, Ryan Wobbleburger Cato!
What's up, everybody? It's good to be here, and it's good to be a part of the New Level Studios family, so I'm just real happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you, Ryan. That is just no questions asked about
that. I feel like it's been a long time since the last time Ryan was here.
But it feels just like the first time.
It does.
Like
it kind of does.
The very first time.
Like the 1980 song feels like the first time. Yeah.
Like the very first time.
Well, I don't want to live in the past.
Oh, I definitely want to live in the past.
No,
it's such a better time.
It's
bro.
The 90s. We got to move forward. It's the 90s, man.
Nah,
we can't live there. Why are you raising your finger at me? I hope Melissa's really taking a picture of this.
Ryan's raising his hand in class.
He's raising his finger like it's we're in class or something.
Living in the past is my favorite Jethro Tull song.
There you go.
See? Jethro Tull. Oh. Fuck Jethro Tull. He stole the fucking heavy metal award in 1991 from Metallica. The best heavy metal album in 1991. It was Jethro Tull. And that was right when the Metallica Black album came out. There was a huge fucking controversy over it. It was in 1991. Yeah. All the old
He people. Plays a mean flute.
He does. But it's not heavy metal.
It's the most heavy metal, like, ever on the face of the planet.
He plays the meanest flute ever.
He is the definition of heavy metal.
No, I can say I am not a fan. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm old, man. Because maybe a lot of people don't remember that shit. Like, 1991? Shit. I was 11. That was before the first war in Iraq started.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. It was too long. Like,
probably the best Iraq war.
I only have, like, fuzzy memories. Like, if you're watching... Like, so, if you remember back in the day when you were a little kid, if you go over to your dad's house and, like, he had cable TV and, like, he had some of the, like, Showtime fucking porn channels.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so you could watch it, but it was, like, all fuzzy. Scrambled. But you'd get, like, 2 seconds of good, solid material, but the rest was all fuzzy.
Fuck that shit, bro. Dude, so, I used to watch that shit, like, in The Matrix. Like, the fuzz just became after it was, like, lines of code. I just saw it for The Matrix. So I was just watching straight-up porn, all scrambled and shit. I was like, nah, I see a titty, I can make out the rest of my mind. Yeah. We are good. That is all I needed. Thank you.
All I can get off to now is distorted human female bodies. Like, I was so used to seeing Cinemax, you know, scrambled. So.
But, once you go scrambled, you never go back. I mean... Yeah. That's it. That's all it is.
That was back in the day, though. It's just like...
Just thinking of internet porn with one line at a time, just loading.
Oh, yeah. On a 56K modem or a 14.4K modem way back in the day.
Dude, the 28.8 was where it was at.
Oh, yeah.
When I got one of those in-house, I was like,
was
this is it.
From
no,
the
I know. There was 14.4, yeah. And then when we got the 28, it was like
before
getting
that,
cable internet. I was just like, oh, shit.
The BBS system.
9600.
The bulletin board system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you weren't logging into a website. You put in a phone number.
You were
and you
right
were dialing
inside of
in.
Al Gore.
Yeah. No, well, there was a bunch of, like, Dungeons & Dragons fucking text-based games. Yeah.
Muds.
Yeah.
Totally.
Multi-user dungeons.
Oh, dude.
Shit. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about then, huh?
I'm glad I came.
So am I.
I'm glad you came, too.
I'll clean this mess up later. Yeah, my girlfriend just arrived.
She's now a full boat, and might I add, so Melissa Bell, our wonderful New Level Studio head, has made us not only a fantastic cheese dip, but is again taking fabulous pictures of the onslaught of shit that is occurring right now. And
we
in
have
addition to that, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and introduce our newest visitor to the podcast?
Okay, well, we have my illustrious girlfriend, Sarah. Why don't you come over here real quick? Don't be shy.
Hello.
What I need you to do is yell like a banshee. No, just give a nice little hello.
Right, not in your mouth, bro. That is not
nice
sanitary.
Hello. Yeah, so she's here. And, yeah, so.
Your skills are actually needed because on the last podcast, we were talking about growing bamboo and how quickly bamboo grows. And the podcast is not live on the internet yet, but I specifically called you out and I said, Sarah Salazar, if you're listening to this podcast, come to Sam's house, teach him how to grow things because he has no knowledge. I do need to
grow bamboo.
I stopped at the Asian market on my way here and I bought lemongrass.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to grow it.
Yes.
Nice. I like the sound of that.
Keeps the skaters away.
It does. Damn skaters.
Yeah.
So, speaking of growing grass, some shit has been fucking building traction in the major media corporations of CNN and the Fox News and all that shit.
About the marijuana, legalization, the whole thing?
Well, there's a lot of shit going on, which is pretty interesting, but the majority of the stories are actually the best for anyone of our degenerate status, which is little girl gets high for first time to cure seizures. I mean, seriously, anyone who publicizes a fucking like 4, 5, 6-year-old just getting stoned out of their brain, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Now, that's how we know the whole marijuana idea and initiative is starting to boot up just from that headline making it to the news.
It's yeah, good, though, totally. Because, and I don't know the guy's name off the top of my head, but there was the state senator or like one of the FDA guys.
Christie. Yeah. Like Chris and he was like, in New Jersey?
Well, no, he went up in front of Congress and he said,
about the attorney general.
We're locking up people with 1 gram of weed and we're putting them in jail for 6 months and it's a bunch of bullshit. And it's like, it's nice to see somebody who's high up, who has the fucking money, actually realize what the problem is, you know?
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars. And if you think about all those poor people that were incarcerated for 1 gram of weed, like, yeah, they're not being provided the proper munchies by the government.
That's raw, dude.
Like, absolutely
not. They're fucking pretzels? Come
on. Right. They're given fresh fruit. Like, they don't have the Dorito Loco tacos in the modern jail systems, and I think that needs a change.
That does need to change.
I would vote for that.
We have 3 votes right now just to get Taco Bell, like, inside the cafeteria.
At least for the state of Texas. I mean, let's start locally, and then we'll branch out, you know.
Let's just go Travis County, because I think we both know how many drunks get locked up there every single weekend. Yeah. So
if you were drunk and you went to Travis County Jail, and it was like, courtesy of New Level Studios, here's a Doritos Locos Taco.
Oh, dude,
would that
like
not make
listeners.
Your jail experience that much better? I mean,
300
you know?
Listeners in the course of a weekend, guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you would want to go to jail just to get that free Dorito. Like, you know, you're walking around downtown, you're drunk, you're like, well, maybe I want to cross the street, but the light's not on yet, but I'm a little bit inebriated.
Time for Taco Bell.
And then you just throw caution to the wind, and you walk across the street, and you get arrested for jaywalking. You've got a free Doritos Locos Tacos.
That's what
courtesy of New Level Studios.
Yeah.
Cool
Ranch.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch.
Well, Cool Ranch would have to be a higher level offense. I mean, you can't give everybody the good stuff for sneaking in.
Jaywalking. Yeah. For like 3 keys of marijuana, and you get just the grande meal.
I would do that. Yeah, 5 tacos, 3 bean burritos, a chalupa, some nachos
Mexican
with cheese,
pizza.
Yeah. See, well,
finally,
I feel like this is probably a bad idea because we're encouraging our listeners to break the law to go into jail, so they can get tacos that we will never provide
until
for them.
This law is passed. Would I at all? Just say that, yes, this is a good idea. I do not back this until
it's,
law is
it's
passed.
It's probably not the best idea.
Well, to be fair, if you wanted to be a martyr, what you could do is order one of those taco boxes with enough for everybody, eat it all, drink some Jack Daniels, swerve on purpose, get arrested, and then throw it up like a mama bird in the holding cell.
Oh, that's like the double down.
Right.
So you get twice... Wow, I think he did just beat
if any inmates
are
out there,
my mind is
right
fucking
now.
Blown right now. Like, that's the way you
for
do it.
For $5,000 a meal, that's right, inmates, if you're listening right now, $5,000 a meal, Ryan Wobbleburger Patton will eat the finest food of your choice, get locked up, and vomit it back into your mouth for the small fee of $5,000 and 8 packs of cigarettes.
Maybe not directly in the mouth, but in my own palms.
Oh, just like no. Then I personally
we can get
have to back that price down.
We can
I'm going to say $500
bucks
now.
Yeah. Well, 500 might be pushing it.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure in bail. So.
But you got to think, though, he's an upstanding citizen of the community. He's willing to help out his fellow men.
Not 15 grand later, he'll be a multiple felon.
With a good street rep.
Everyone will love you, Ryan. No questions about that one.
Yep. Run to the border for my comrades. Yep. So.
Oh, dear God. But, in all actuality, for not really the first time, but weed has again taken the mind of the nation in regards to what's going on, who's legalizing what, and I think it's bringing a lot of interesting facts to life and sparking conversation that has always gone on since the illegalization of marijuana that was probably illegal to do to begin with, but the illegalization of marijuana, and now, you know, we've had talks and states, you know, they go on, they make their own rules, and then we have federal issues that are, you know, intercepting all these rules that the state makes and these laws, but nevertheless, I think that it's, I don't know, I think that there are a few things that have all happened in a very short amount of time recently in the U.S. that really make these talks a little bit different than the ones in the past.
It kind of leads back to all the baby boomer generation, the straight one-way forward thinking mindset without thinking out of the box generation. We finally got, eventually, if you wait it out long enough, all them old fuckers are going to die off and everything's going to start to change because it's a different generation.
Well, at that point, I think
it's
like
nice to, well, the attorney general
is going to be a class 4 drug that's not even going to count anymore.
Well, like, okay, so you can leave cocaine, you can leave heroin, you can leave LSD, all that shit. Leave it as a class 1. But you have
cocaine's
marijuana.
A class 2.
You have marijuana as a fucking class 1 drug,
yep.
And you're putting people in prison for 5 years for that shit? It's just ridiculous.
You know how dangerous that drug is, Philip?
The good thing is finally Dopers. Somebody who has a fucking idea and can fucking make shit happen realized that the war on drugs does not fucking work. Like, it's not the Ronald Reagan era anymore. The fictional war on drugs, it doesn't work. Okay, it was good because you could arrest a lot of people in the ghetto for smoking crack and put them in your prisons, and then the prisons are owned by private companies, so you're making money and they're kicking money back to you. It's finally came around so long now, the attorney general is like, well, maybe this shit ain't working. Maybe
definitely
we should try
anything,
something else.
Anything to do with the gigantic federal deficit. Has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
No, yeah. Not the federal deficit. Just the whole supposed war on drugs bullshit there.
Yeah, again, you know? No connection with, you know, just thousands and thousands and thousands of inmates locked up over marijuana charges that the federal and state governments are paying for to house them in these prisons and facilities. So the fact that we're paying out that much money, I'm just saying in a very sarcastic way. Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with the 40 trillion gazillion billion dollars that we owe everyone on the face of the planet.
Well,
like, well, how can we cut costs? Well, this has been a really stupid law, and maybe we can make money out of it if we flip the whole
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe it's time to realize this shit don't work. Let's do something different.
Right.
It's
right.
Always going to come down to money. And I think that the
not
worst
that I have that much faith in the supposed government funded by fucking corporations runs our company with money, but it does all.
Well,
come
this
down
could all
money.
Change if the government is now funded by weed.
Yeah,
I like the sound of that.
The thing is, if hemp was legalized, that would put a big strain on a lot of corporations that are pretty much monopolizing these tried and true materials, because hemp is multi. I mean, obviously, you know,
dude, hemp is the best building material, paper material, fucking clothing material.
It's not like the best toilet paper. I'm gonna come out and just say that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the person that processed yours wasn't that good at it.
No. I'm not using hemp toilet paper right now, and I'm doing that for a reason.
You can you can buy a bag of swag and actually just kind of put it in your palm and just rub all of it.
I feel like you
against
get
your fecal smeared puckered anus, and it will actually clean that shit up. Believe it or not.
Really, like you're gonna have some really fucking ridiculous dingleberries and possibly a nice high afterwards.
Oh yeah, put it in some butter, simmer that shit. You got yourself a stew.
That's all it is, man. Put that baby in some water, add a bone, you got yourself a stew.
You got yourself a stew.
So that's all it takes. And I think that if the government were to move forward with just using a bag of swag as toilet paper, I think that the world would be a happier place. And that's no bullshit.
You. Yeah.
That is
well, you
no
know, there's
bullshit.
There's people been saying for a long time, you know, if federally marijuana is decriminalized, you can fucking tax it and sell it like packed cigarettes
like
in the store.
Money, dude.
And
that's what it all boils down to.
Yeah, but
money.
The people that run the whole fucking show, if they realized that they could decriminalize it and sell it like cigarettes, and you walk in, you buy a 20-pack of fucking joints, you could tax the fuck out of it and completely end the drug war.
They were getting ready for that back in like the 70s and 80s, because there was a big talk about a big flop from from criminalization to decriminalization, then absolutely instituting it just as the same way you'd go in and buy a pack of cigarettes, and the mob was in on that shit first. Because they had the big swing about a fucking vote that may or may not happen. And the mob fucking...
It's true. The mob was behind Prohibition. It's just the same thing all over
Al Capone
again.
Type shit.
Dude, the mob literally had cartons of packaged fucking joints ready to go.
Really?
Yep.
I'd have to research into it.
Check it out.
But did you find it on the internet?
Nope.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to do some research then.
I would certainly recommend that.
If it's on the internet, it's fact. If you read it in a book, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna need 3 references. I'm gonna need some source material. Where you got this?
I got it. Yeah, I can do all this for you.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that shit.
I'm just gonna
search for it.
What was that called? The bibliography? Was that it? The whole
bottom of the page.
I'm going to give you like 8,000 pages on this topic with a 45-page separate appendix/bibliography. All nice and wirebound. I'm going to go to the fucking FedEx store and have this done for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard
all
they
on
do,
a TPS report.
I heard they're really good at color photocopies now. I've heard they've been making some strides. You know, they were... You know, the UPS store was pushing in on their territory, and, you know, they were selling copiers, and...
it was a turf war.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what
it was.
But I've heard FedEx was making a comeback.
Dude, I would love to see, like, a UPS driver and a bunch of FedEx drivers, and then have it just be, like, Anchorman with all the news fucking men just getting together. Just seeing FedEx guys throwing tridents and fucking street knives and shit like that. That would be where it's at.
And the FedEx guys would be wearing, like, full pants. And the UPS guys would be wearing
just
those brown shorts.
They would all just be going
so
for
they'd
the
have
legs.
More, like, longevity in the summer heat.
What can brown do for you?
Yeah. Well, how about what can I do for that brown, pretty mama?
That should probably be their new slogan.
Yeah.
What can I do for the brown?
I
want
to see, like, I want to see it like, you remember the old school's game on PlayStation 2, Twisted Metal?
Yeah.
So they had
right
the...
Right up there.
Well,
we could play that afterwards.
No, but I'm saying, you know how they have the ice cream truck?
Sweet tooth.
Where you could drive
with the head.
So
sweet tooth, dude.
Just have the ice cream truck, like, 4 cars of UPS, 4 cars of FedEx, and just have a fucking death match
twisted
and just go
metal,
out
that
it.
Shit.
Yeah, just twisted metal the shit out of it.
Fucking love that.
That's some GTA 5 shit right there.
Like, could be. Oh, have you seen the stuff for Grand Theft Auto 5? That looks pretty impressive.
Yes.
I've got to say.
I saw some of the videos. They look pretty fucking tight.
They have the online is supposed to be completely separate from the story mode. You could play golf. You can, you know, go scuba diving.
Like Second Life with guns and rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty. Like that's like kind of what I thought. Yeah. Yeah.
Just gave me goose pimples with that comment.
Oh.
Second Life with rape. Like that.
That's where it's at. That's exactly where it's at.
$60
with rape.
$60 is a lot to pay for a game on release day. Like, okay. I'm
not
in
if it's
the
Second Life with rape.
I'm in the fortunate enough position that I don't have to pay $60 for certain games on release day. But
you must be a rock star.
No.
Employee.
In disguise. No, I wish I could get that one for free.
That shit would be pretty tight.
No, I can't do that for you. I can't. But...
Well, the thing is, $60, you're paying... Is there a subscription fee for the online mode?
No.
Then that's the gift that keeps on giving.
It kind of is,
I think it's fair to say $60 is a pretty damn good price for...
Same boat as herpes.
Well, who doesn't want to go online and listen to 12-year-olds... talk about your mom and what she's done in the contained confinements of her bedroom.
That's what me and Melissa make love to. Like, we just turn on Call of Duty and turn up all the mics and we just bang out. It's like, I raped your mama and I fucking touched her and your mama sucks dicks. I was just hitting it just so hard. just the younger the voice, the more it turns me on. Yeah. Snatch yeah. talking about my mother.
It's surprising because I so I work directly with Battlefield 3, and sometimes like I get a mom that calls me up. She's like, "Oh well, my kid can't play online, blah blah blah." And it's like, "Well, your kid is 8 years old. He definitely does not need to be hearing this shit. He can't play online. He's restricted from playing online."
Can I just ask you a couple of questions about your sexual history just to straighten out the facts real quick?
No,
how often and how many cocks have you taken in the ass?
It's a terrible state of the nation that the parents don't even give a shit. They're like, "Okay, well, here's your Xbox. We'll buy you this game. Go in your room. Leave us alone." You know, like back in the day, I mean, fuck, man. Like, I had a couple of stepdads. I never really seen my real dad that much. But like, even my stepdads and shit, you know, we go outside, fucking, you know, play football, play soccer, shit like that. Like, nowadays, it ain't the same, man.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy, man. It's like a built-in babysitter now.
Yeah. It is. Well, fucking play the Xbox, play the PlayStation, whatever.
My parents didn't speak to me from when I was 17 to 23 just on the basis of I was stuck in my room playing Call of Duty. I mean, come on, dude. They had the luckiest years of their life. I was never in prison. None of this shit happened because I was blowing motherfuckers' heads off and talking shits about their moms just playing Call of Duty for that many years.
It's crazy, though.
Sweetie, leave Junior alone. He's about to ding. You know how
I'ma fucking rape you, bitch.
You know how this goes, sweetheart. Don't get angry.
Oh, I'ma teabag you right now.
I work 17 hours in the coal mine so my son can be an elf.
There you go. That's where it is. Dude, but soon enough, it will be coming to the point where those motherfuckers who are playing WoW now, who are the sons of the coal miners, will soon be coal miners. I'm interested to see if they stop production for fucking, like, guild meats.
Yeah, that's totally.
I don't know, man. It's crazy how long that shit's been going. Like, it's surprising it hasn't died yet.
Is that still happening?
Yeah, dude. Like, really? There's still millions of people that log on every day and play World.
I'm not talking about going down to the fucking Goldshire and butt-fucking each other and shit. I'm talking about, like, actual WoW players.
You got to get on to, there's only certain servers.
I feel like those are the only ones that are open.
Like, you get on to certain servers and you can go in and type the special words and see all kinds of animated, cartoon-drawn World of Warcraft.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Atrocities.
Tor and Daddy looking for tiny blood elf.
Animals and elves and fucking dwarves and shit. Nothing that you would ever want
to
see.
We can tie it all back to just Second Life as furries.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Kind of the same.
They started it.
Those people, like, I feel like I would want to go just for the shits and giggles, go to, like, one of them furry conventions and just walk around as a regular dude. And, like, be drunk and just, like, watch them, like, try to rape each other and shit. But, like, I still feel like, if they're wearing a furry suit, there's still, like, somebody inside who's just, like, a scared little person whose mom didn't give him enough hugs. Yeah. And, like, he just wants to dress up.
Or a dog rape them as a child.
Kind of like the severely obese.
Yes, exactly.
There's a little person in there somewhere.
There's someone in there. Someone's controlling the switches here.
I like food.
I don't know, man. I would do it, though. If somebody paid me a plane ticket and paid for me to get in, I would go there with, like, a GoPro and just, like, go walk around.
Dude, I would, like, definitely dress up as Mac and me. You remember the dude's fucking Mac from that?
Yeah, from the 80s TV show? Yeah.
Yes.
That's who I would dress up as. Or, like, I would fucking bring Luke and have Luke dress up as little Mac. And I would just come in as you know, Mac's parents. That'd be great with the little fucking testicle ovary things
over
their head.
Yeah,
and their solid blowjob mouths the entire time.
Yeah, always puckered.
It's strange, man, because there's, like, all this shit going on all the time and you don't even know about it. Like, all these comic conventions. Oh, yeah. Like, I've seen pictures of, like, people that go to comic conventions. And, like, there's some of the girls that are pretty impressive. And then
oh yeah,
you, like, if you watch that on YouTube, then YouTube is randomly like, oh, well, look at this video.
You there may want to watch.
There may or may not be furry activity involved. And you're like, well, I'll roll the dice. I'm
8 hours later, you're fucking balls deep in a fucking furry's octopus porn.
Yeah,
it's just like, no, what the fuck just, did I get into?
It sucks you in, man.
Everything is covered in cum in the entire room, and you're just sweating, and you could smell the regret in the room. See, that's why you can't go on YouTube. That's why fucking YouTube is a dangerous drug. Because one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you start going down some just of the darkest sexual paths ever. Whoa. And then that's not enough, so you need to start finding the dark sexual porn sites.
It always starts off so innocent, though.
Oh, it starts off like doing a science project about eels for your 13-year-old son, and the next thing you know, see? You're fucking divorced, like, all your credit cards are maxed out, you're fucking subscribed to every single eel porn fucking, you know, site there is on the entire internet, and that's the only thing that gets you hard is the sight of an eel.
I feel like to a story that's extreme, you would have to have personally lived through it to explain it to that detail.
I'm not going to say I haven't, and I'm not going to say I have. I'm just going to say that shit is ultra legit. That's all I got to say about that shit. I know Ryan right now is stepping off to go actually pull up eel porn on his phone.
He is. He knows. I see it.
He definitely knows. He is about to go stun the eel right now and just work that shit right the fuck out. We get talking about the E word, and it's over.
It is. It's a pretty scary topic. I don't don't know if I want to delve too deep into it.
Between that and the Brazilian MILF fart porn?
No.
Oh, we can get right back on that if you want to. We can take it to that level.
We can
push it to the limit.
We can push it to the limit. I don't know if I want to do it. I think it might scare Ryan a little bit. I don't know if he's fully prepared for that. I think it'll
only excite him.
Are we? I think we may be close to the intermission.
Oh, I got you intermission right here, Chief.
Oh, I got two intermissions.
I got 11 intermissions.
I got one that hides in my pocket on this side. Nobody ever sees it. It's a hidden intermission. Nobody.
Well, without question, because there may be some exciting things coming up in the intermission. I have no problem with taking a brief intermission to go ahead, regroup, retask, and retackle the New Level Studios podcast.
13. Actually. This is episode 13.
Uh-oh.
That's
why we're unlucky.
If you count them, this is actually episode 13.
Well, once we get to episode 69, that's where it's
going to be. Well, yeah, we're going to need to put in some effort to get that far.
So by that point, I know Melissa and I will have been married for a while. She'll probably be at her wit's end and fucking fully gray at that point. So she won't care if we hire two strippers to come in here for 69 and just have them on the coffee table 69ing throughout the entire podcast.
Damn. I don't know if I could do that 10 years from now. That's a long ways away.
Maybe just some German shepherds.
We can get the German shepherds 69, that's my only thing. I mean, I'm down with normal German shepherd porn, but like
bears,
69ing?
Bears are easier to train than German shepherds.
Is that what it is? Just put the peanut butter on genitals and they'll just go right for it?
Exactly.
See, I feel like you're just going to have like a circle. And that's all you're going to have. It's just like going to be them sniffing their own asses but licking it at the same time. I need one dog start on top of another and one on its belly and then just full-on 69 action.
You got to start when they're real young. Like, you know, you got to train them from when they're puppies. You got to start when they're real little and then train them up, you know?
I don't know if this one's going to work with iTunes, dude.
You can put it on, this may be a little bit more explicit for iTunes taste.
I thought we had our dirtiest sex one before, and I think we have, but this is just all around the filthiest podcast yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, Ryan. You bring it out to me, buddy.
It is.
Put it back in, so. What I can say is that, you know what, Phil, I think you stumbled onto the right idea. I think we are going to take a brief intermission, and something very exciting may be coming up next.
In the halftime?
Tune in to hear it. Other than Ryan Queeving. Be back soon, folks.
Nice.
Hello and welcome to George's Corner. My name is George and this is my proverbial corner. I have a little segment here with the New Level Studios podcast. Thank you, Sam and Phil. This is where I have a segment to give advice about basically anything. So feel free to send me an email, call in, or what have you, and we'll get you some good advice from good old George. I recently moved from Austin. I'm living in Wisconsin right now. It's Madison, Wisconsin, the capital of Wisconsin, where things are just a little bit different, darker, colder, more bitter, essentially worse than Texas. Here's a first email that I got for this segment. Dear George's Corner, I've been getting scabs and holes in my skin for the last 5 months. I don't know why or how. Can you help me make it stop and go back to normal? Sincerely, Scab Ridden in San Antonio. Well, Scabby, let me tell you, from my experiences, you sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas the next day, you know, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm not gonna bullshit you. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can give you advice. Don't let that stop me from giving you advice. I recommend you use your basic household cleaning solutions. In fact, at the end of this segment, I'll give a special cocktail recipe for the ultimate cleaning solution. And you can actually make it, it's kind of funny, you can actually make it like a cocktail, so I'll get into that. First of all, don't pick your scabs. You're going to want to run scalding water over them 3 times daily. Take 4 niacin every 8 hours. But I think most importantly, what you want to maintain is laughter, because the most important medicine is a good sense of humor. So laugh as much as you possibly can at anything and everything. Oh, also, it helps to smoke marijuana. All right, and so that's what I have to say to you, Scabby. Hopefully everything works out, you know. Just really follow my advice. You can't go wrong. Here's number two, email number two. It says, Dear George, I have been basically stalking a female coworker. I don't think she's that into me. How can I get her to notice me? Signed, Morton V. Frankis. Well, Morton, you're gonna wanna, first of all, you're gonna wanna go to a costume shop and impersonate a police officer or maybe an Air Force pilot. Find a way to get into her line of sight and then take it from there. Just, you know, she'll notice you if you're wearing some uniform of some kind. Astronaut, firefighter, police officer is a pretty popular one, but, you know, just understand the limits of legality and all of that, you know, because that's practically, basically, essentially, that's a felony offense. But it will get her attention, guaranteed. You could also study her habits of social media and then find a way to burrow your way that way. And if all of that fails, you know, you could always turn to sorcery or witchcraft. I dabble myself a little bit. And let me tell you something. It really works to take your mind off of things. But that's almost all the time we have. I did say that we're going to go over a special segment. This one is brought to you by the good people at Johnson & Johnson. It's a cocktail recipe featuring some very common household products. You're going to want to mix 1 ounce of Drano with 4 quarts of 409, a little dash of Lysol to get that lemony flavor in there, some Febreze just for garnish, and then your choice of Arm & Hammer baking soda or Comet on the top of the rim of the glass. Keep in mind, this is not for drinking. This is simply for cleaning purposes. And that special cocktail, again, was brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. And we're going to take it back to the guys at the studio. Guys, take it away.
Welcome back to another fine episode of New Level Studios after sticking with us through the halftime episode. So we are back, and we have a
new special guest.
We do. Phil, take it away.
Oh, we have a new special guest.
Jackass.
Super special.
Sarah is our new special guest. Welcome to the podcast, Sarah. I think this is actually your first time on the podcast, huh?
That's absolutely true. Yes, indeed.
It's finally nice to get you on a podcast. We've had Ryan on here like 4 or 5 times.
I think we've only had like 3 other women on the podcast, including Melissa.
Well, maybe 4. It's a step in the right direction because New Level Studios is all about equality.
It's a progressive man right there.
Oh, very well, much so.
Well, no, we're all about equality. We don't judge based on creed, race, religion,
Sarah, just watch your
gender.
Head. There's a glass ceiling directly above you.
But it's nice to have you here because on our last podcast, we were actually talking about teaching Sam how to grow bamboo.
Can't teach me anything.
No, well, I think Sarah is the one that can teach you things. She is, the thumbs are green. She knows how to make shit happen.
This is of no fault of the teacher. I'm speaking specifically to my learning abilities, and I'm telling you, no one can teach me anything at this point. It's over. Man. It's like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's
put it in the ground.
Legit. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm done at this point. I'm done learning, so that's apparently the end of life, and I'm okay with that. I have settled with what needs to be settled with.
Yeah, but if the end of the fucking world comes, we can go to your house. And grow food and eat.
Damn
and
straight.
I have guns. Bring guns.
Explain a little bit what you do. Let's hear about what you do, Sarah.
I grow.
What do you do, Sarah?
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
I do chickens. Vegetables.
Nice.
That's right.
I seen you with bloody hands.
That's right.
I seen you decapitating throats. Some chickens.
How many chickens have you killed?
48.
Have you collected all of their heads?
No, because they go in this machine, and the machine tumbles them, and then
You've
they go in another machine.
First.
The other machine like decapitates them.
See, and you have to be on the other end of that receiving side of that machine, catching decapitated chicken heads for all it's worth, and then make a necklace like in Vietnam out of ears, but just chicken heads. And then you could listen to
process.
The song "Chicken Head" and be good with this.
Oh yeah.
And all the masked up chicken heads go straight to Yum Foods, who own Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC, ladies and gentlemen.
I love me some chicken head. That's all I can say about
Lips,
that.
Lips, toes,
assholes,
I
elbows.
Ate
I ate the bones.
New Level fun fact. Did you know artificial raspberry flavoring is actually made from the anus of a beaver?
That was a real treat.
Google it. Swear to God.
Beaver anus.
I 100%
Straight
believe
up.
That.
Now I know every single time I sit down at IHOP and have fucking raspberry syrup, I know I'm eating beaver anus. That's the only syrup I'm going to choose.
Well, I've just, on my own research, like, seen facts that would back that up. So I believe it 100%.
Does it back that beaver ass up?
Damn.
It's some tasty beaver ass.
Put that jelly
I've
in my
had
donut
it before.
Girl.
Yes.
Damn is right.
I've had it before.
I like
it's pretty
all
tasty.
Wait, just straight beaver anus or
no.
Artificial raspberry
it's
flavor?
Already like pre-processed at that
was
point.
Was it a gay beaver anus?
Well,
yeah, I was going to ask that as well.
You got to know a guy that knows a guy to get it straight from the source. I
so
mean,
this
like,
is kind of like the IKUA situation where you walk to the back with the white carnation, you say the special password, and then they let
exactly.
you in.
Well, you got to know the guy that knows anus? The guy. I mean, you can't. So say you're living in Wisconsin or fucking Montana, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, and you can't just walk up. Yeah, George Villava, not gonna work
here
anymore.
He knows.
Yeah,
this motherfucker started it. He's at the top of the ring of the beaver.
He's
fucking
in Wisconsin.
The gay beaver
yeah,
no pun intended.
He's up there wrestling
the
beavers
ring
every
of the
day.
Beaver anus ring.
Yes, beaver anus ring. Yo,
I
dog.
I talked to him today. He said he wrestled 3 beavers just to get from his front door to his car. He said it's a crazy fucking beaver epidemic
but
up
see,
there.
Now the trick is it gay beaver?
I don't know if it was gay or not. He told me he
and
dropped
are
a
they
stolen,
beliebers?
He told me he dropped a stolen cold stunner on him and just fucking wrestled 3 beavers and then went to his car I'm and went about his day. So I feel like that's a normal thing if you live in Wisconsin, like you wake
I feel like
up
he should
you
be
gotta,
doing it differently. I feel like he should be dropping the people's elbow on him. I feel like the stone cold stunner is only going to run him away for a little while.
Does it change
come
the
back.
Fact if you live in Wisconsin, you got to wrestle beavers?
It's
I
true.
Mean, that's just fucking. You want to live up in Wisconsin, be a cheesehead? Well, then you got to wrestle beavers.
Well, this is only phase one. This is only phase one because next is going to be the otters, which you predicted. You are Nostra fucking Domus right
Nostra
now.
Nostra fucking Phil Dirtus.
Yes, you are Nostra Phil Dirtus. Nostril. Yeah. Phil Dirtus.
Well, because the otters eventually are going to move in to California and just take over. So the beavers...
So it's going to start in California, is that right?
Definitely what the otter do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to get some rim shots for this one.
Yeah. Can we get a rim shot sample?
I can get a rim job sample. So,
well, fair enough. Okay.
That's what I'm going to do every single time instead of a rim shot, just a nice rim job fucking sample from some terrible granny movie.
That would be like
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Oh, hello! My God.
Daniel, we've got to go. Oh, my God. Oh, time, Jesus. Oh, we've got to go. Daniel.
It was a run by fruiting.
The whole time.
That's the whole time.
That's what it all boils down to. That is a phrase outside of Nothing Else Matters that I've lived my entire life by.
Yeah. The whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. Exactly.
The whole time. Mrs. Doubtfire, it's just. It's a classic.
It's a classic movie.
It really is.
It's a classic.
What else did. What the hell is his name?
Robin Williams?
Yeah. What did he do after Miss Doubtfire that was worth notoriety?
It's very funny.
Jumanji?
Well,
I don't know.
That could have been before.
I'm not. I would. Out of 10, I would rate Jumanji probably like at. Well, it depends on your level of sobriety.
Jumanji was pretty tight. I'll say that was good. And that should
I totally
and that should speak to my level of sobriety at all times. Jumanji was a great movie.
You think so?
Oh yes.
I don't know if I can.
Great.
Oh no, I would say one of the best. Top five ever. This should be in the AMC fucking film vault. This should be of all the classics.
They did have a monkey driving a police car.
And monkey throwing poo. That's it. That's all it takes for me in a movie.
Wait a second. A monkey driving a police car?
That was my reaction.
Now I've seen everything.
That's what made it top five. I'm telling you.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I don't know.
Robin Williams actually is slated to perform in a new sitcom on a network TV station. I want to say NBC. It ends with C.
So it's finally over. His career is finally taking.
Well, I think it's just beginning because I think what you do as a dying kind of rotting star is you go to network TV and you just kind of like just fester.
Well, if you get syndicated, if you make 100 episodes, you get syndicated.
It's Robin Williams. Everyone's going to be on that shit.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. You get paycheck.
He's just retiring. It's essentially what he's just.
I feel
done.
Like Robin Williams is like about 133 years old, right now.
He is not younger than you.
Like back in the day when he was on Mork and Mindy and he busted out of an eggshell and he had awesome suspenders to hold his pants up.
Dude, this is the birth to death cycle. So cradle to the grave. So what he's doing is he started in the cradle on, you know, of course he did a stand up and he had his good shit and then he had Mork and Mindy which really broke him free. And now he's just going full circle right back. Oh, stand up was great. It was not fucking kids oriented TV fucking censored.
You can say that about so many coke. Fucking comedians.
Fuck yeah,
though.
And that's what beat the game. Why I like living in the past, the 80s. We should never have moved out of the 80s.
Living in the past is one of my favorite Jethro Tull songs.
I'll never forgive Jethro Tull for fucking beating Metallica in the 1991 best metal album ever.
This actually goes back to our last podcast about Deja Vu right now.
Yeah. No, but there's a shit ton of stand-up comedians who've had TV shows who their stand-up was way better than a TV show.
Tim Allen sucked on both fronts.
Now,
just
his
FYI.
Stand-up was good.
That's all it took.
He fucking sold out to Hollywood, though, you know? Like, if you...
Jungle was a great movie.
No. I wouldn't go that
Anytime
far to say
you
it was
see
a great movie.
Tim the Toolman Taylor and Jonathan Taylor Thomas in a what do they call those things? Tarzan would wear them. You know,
a loincloth
is an absolute win. See, that's actually number one. Mrs. Doubtfire is number five. Jungle is number one.
I don't know how high up on my list of things I need to see before I die is Tim Taylor in a loincloth. I feel like that's pretty low on the
That should have been priority
list.
One.
Yeah.
That should have been priority one.
Maybe
just Tim Taylor in a fucking banana hammock.
You might be able to pay off his agent to put a loincloth on him on his deathbed.
That could work, and that could be a lot more impactful.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
So, I mean, that way you get to see him. I mean, obviously, he'd be dead, but you'd get to see him wearing the clothes that you thought appropriate at that moment.
Can I take pictures with him, like giving the double thumbs up?
It should be like a tiger-striped banana hammock.
Damn. Fucking Hollywood.
I didn't make the rules, bro.
Goddamn Hollywood lawyers.
Dude, so for $750, you can take a picture with dead Tim Taylor giving the double thumbs up while he's wearing a fucking tiger stripe banana hammock.
$750 bucks is a lot of money.
Not enough for that.
That kind of money.
I am down for that. Dude, I would sell my shares of my stocks and get in on this and just be like, you know what? This is the new big thing.
But if you look at like George Lopez, his stand-up was funny as shit. He had a TV show. Not that funny. Granted, the actors they had to play his wife and his daughter, you know, it's nice eye candy, but not that funny. You know, Tim Taylor, he had stand-up. It was okay. He did a TV show. Not that great. You know, it's censorship. Bill Cosby.
Yep. There is one person that stands out of the pack.
Like Bill Cosby?
Louis C.K.
Thank you.
Well, that's the one. Louis C.K. is like, there's nothing different from his stand-up to his TV show.
He has done two different TV shows, both of which I'm pretty sure at this point have been canceled, and both of which were actually great.
Yeah. Oh, I am a huge fan of Louis C.K.
Lucky Louie and just straight Louie, I think, right?
Yeah.
Louie.
You watched the
we're going to have a beat-off soon.
I did watch that. I think it's going to happen. Okay, fair enough. It's not my first beat-off.
Well, we did have the first Blizzard beat off, which kept me up until about 4 o'clock in the morning until Blizzard I had to go to Apple next morning.
The beatbox competition.
Oh yeah.
With Busto fucking laid out all drunk.
Oh yeah. That one couch time. With the cup holders.
Yes.
Yes, all it took. Sir. At a laser machine, you got yourself a stew.
That shit happened. That shit happened for realsies.
We had the fog machine too. At one point, I think it was later down the line, we had the fog machine. And it was just...
I remember you buying that fucking thing, and you being like, yo, I'm going to use this all the time. And the first time we turned it on, I was like, this is the worst that... No, I remember you buying it, because you and I went to the Halloween store.
No, you remember me, you, and my ex...
Which Halloween store, please?
No, you remember me, you, and my ex-girlfriend going to the Halloween store, and you remember...
And you buying it and footing the bill.
No, you remember her buying it. Nope. I didn't pay for that shit.
You can't pawn this shit off. I remember you getting so fucking excited about using it that you made me drive you to the Halloween store to go get fucking smoke goo. All of this happened.
Well, after I already had it. Yeah.
I don't remember fucking doing none of this. Yeah, I remember fucking running out the Halloween store getting a bunch of smoke goo.
I remember.
Yeah, I did that.
One question about the fog machine. Did you go down on any bums to get extra fog juice? Because once you got the machine, like, all's cool. But you're going to run out of the fodder that you need to get the job done.
You need some juice.
Dude, we went down to Lundberg, and you couldn't even imagine the number of homeless men Phil blew in a row to get fucking a half of an ounce of smoke juice just to blow out one big cloud. And that's it.
It was all in a big fucking jug, and I just took it home.
He thought that was the smoke juice. I just traded in that semen at the sperm bank for smoke juice. That's all it was.
Evaporated it. Oh, God.
That's exactly what it was. So every time you used to walk into the mansion, there was smoke. It was just homeless man semen. Just bum semen.
Ooh.
It was good. It was good times, man. It was definitely an experience.
It's always better, like, if you, like, the way you're living now, if you look back and, like, it's weird because you think, like, all the shit before was, like, always better than now. You know, like, oh, I remember the good old days. Yeah. But it's not really, like, how can you tell that some good new days are not going to be better than the good old days?
Well, I can tell you this every day. Every day that I move forward in my life is not going to be as good as the day before it.
Think so?
Yes.
Each day is better than the next, exactly. Folks.
You never know, though.
See? No, Patton said it the best.
No, well, he said the next day is better than the next.
Each day is better than the next.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is what happens when you start smoking weed before you're 16, Phil. Your brain just doesn't work the same way that a normal functioning adult would. We learned this today from CNN. That was it. Sanjay Gupta's special.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now we're talking. And totally that's the guy who did the special documentary on weed and his retraction on the fact that it's harmful.
Yeah.
So,
it's not.
Well,
yeah, but that's pretty fucking badass to see, like, a doctor, a medical doctor, one that, you know, not a doctor of bad decision-making like you or I, be like, nah, dude, weed's good for you. Like, an actual medical doctor come out and be like, so you know what? I may have fucked some shit up, and weed is actually not harmful for you.
Yeah.
There are actually these many medicinal properties. List 1,000.
So many.
Well, what's funny is it takes a medical doctor, like, 52 years to figure out what I... think it's safe to say we all figured out around 17. I mean, yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong. Well, there's a few things wrong with weed. It can impair judgment to a degree.
In novices of marijuana users.
Worst case scenario, you're driving 10 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah, exactly.
And going out late for munchies.
Yeah. With that being said, nobody gets high and goes out and robs a liquor store or fucking beats up somebody and steals their purse.
It's the only way I get my kicks, personally.
It goes all the way back to, you know, the hemp industry and the fucking...
That dab shit.
Yeah, and, you know, people wanting fucking paper and all that shit. I mean, hemp itself, aside from weed, is, you know, you could use it for fucking everything. Clothes, fucking houses, you know, making ropes and shit.
Even, you can use condoms?
Well, condoms out of them? They always say, like, a lot of stoners will say, oh, well, George Washington grew weed, and, you know, back in the day, he's a forefounder of our country, and he grew weed. He didn't grow weed. He grew hemp because it was fucking profitable. You know, you could fucking make rope out of it. You can make clothes out of it, and it was a profitable. There was no THC in it. Like, George Washington wasn't growing fields of hemp with fucking slaves. I don't know, dude. Slaves.
He had wooden fucking teeth. I feel like that motherfucker must have toked up at least once.
Yeah, well, he probably had a little, like, a side garden on the side like, for
well,
personal
George
use.
Well, George Washington, we're all out of teeth, so what do you want to do? Yo, make some fucking wood ones, dude. Come on.
Just paint them white.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm telling you, I think that he may have been partaking a little bit. I mean, you got to keep in mind the population of Native Americans were still thriving in America at that time.
Yeah.
So passing the peace pipe over to fucking good old GW.
So
shit could have been for realsies.
I mean, he could have.
Wooden
not,
teeth, Phil. I'm done. This conversation is over. Your argument's invalid.
I'm not disputing the fact that he smoked weed. He probably did, but it wasn't. You know, it was something that was imported from Mexico. Some fucking dirty. You know, not going to get you high. Type of dirt weed.
I feel like back in George Washington's day, it wasn't imported from Mexico.
Yeah, definitely not.
Agreed.
Gonna have to shoot you down on that one. But
Maryland and shit.
It was probably imported from, like, you know, one of his many fucking crop farms. He probably just had it brought to his fucking front door every day and was just like, yeah, no, this is what the Indians pop me off to. Check it out. And now, next thing you know, they're writing the fucking Declaration of Independence on a 3-day fucking binge of fucking gigantic Cheech and Chong joints. Mm-hmm. They started it, dude.
Yeah,
on,
well, it
on
was.
Hemp paper.
Yeah, hemp it was written paper. On hemp paper. And it wasn't like there were no real laws against marijuana making it illegal until like the mid 1800s. And then a bunch
of Mexicans
came in.
They were still putting Coke
and
Coca-Cola at that point, man.
Yeah, well, it's all this shit. And then the Mexicans came across into the southern states.
It's all about the Mexicans.
And they were all, well, no, that's how
it's
it started.
It's all boils down to the Mexicans.
Is a Hispanic term.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It is.
Mota?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how all the shit started.
I thought,
like,
it meant
well,
a whale's vagina in Spanish. No?
No.
It sounds beautiful.
Thank Malta? You.
That's what I thought. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, Malta I thought that was totally a whale's vagina.
No, it's just like weed. It means like weeds. So
does
that's
it,
what it is.
Does it?
Yeah.
Fucking kidding, bro. No one Anchorman? No one? Not even once?
Uh-uh.
Jesus nope. Christ.
I've never seen Anchorman, and I'd never watch it.
Why?
I don't like comedy. I prefer serious documentaries about the U.S. economy and things like that.
That actually is pretty true. So I figure that you're actually the one who wrote and produced The Zeitguide.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
All right, good. And now Ryan has just added himself as the leader of Anonymous. That's all I have to say about that.
Check the bibliography.
The bibliography.
There's people that have made documentaries based on that documentary and the original documentary.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Zeitgeist.
Yeah, no. So there's like people that made documentaries based on the shit that they put in Zeitgeist. And in Zeitgeist, they never source any facts at the end of the movie. They're like, this is not based off any factual evidence. It just ends. So it's like, well, this is the way I think it may have happened. And then other people are like, holy shit, this is the way it happened.
This
and
is totally the way it happened.
Yeah, and they don't source any facts or anything. It's just like all random bullshit.
Well, my opinion on history is if an old rich guy doesn't write it, it's probably not true.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is correct, Ryan.
That's
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, they always say that only the winner writes the history. if you lose, you're dead and you can't write the history.
That's true. That's true.
I feel like if you're rich, you could probably write history all your own.
I'm rich, you know? Bitch! And now, George Washington totally smoked weed. No questions asked. No arguments here.
He never told a lie.
Never told probably. A lie. And
that
never
was Abraham Lincoln. That wasn't George Washington.
I'm thinking it's cherry both trees.
Abraham Lincoln never told a lie after he chopped down a cherry tree.
That's how'd you get Abraham
actually,
Lincoln?
Actually, that is right. Yeah.
To
I just
bring it
looked
inside because he had the munchies.
That's Abraham, right. That's what it was. He was like, yo, it's the whole tree. I'm going to eat the whole tree right now. See, it's full circle now.
This shit's cherry, bro. Abraham Lincoln was a fine old man. He jumped out the window with his dick in his hand. He said, now, fine lady, I'm just doing my duty. Pull down your pants and give me some booty.
And that is the moral of today's show.
And that's why he's on your penny, folks.
There you go. That's what it's all about right now.
He's famous for that. Yeah. That's what he did.
Just
he held his penis
as he penetrated a woman anally. Is this correct?
That's the story as I heard it. I mean, you know, it may have been passed down from generation to generation. There may be a little bit of exaggeration. But
I don't think there's any exaggeration.
Hashtag here. Bible.
I take it all completely as
Adam,
fact,
Eve,
100%.
And Abe. So at first, Abe was putting it in the ass. That didn't work. And then along came Adam.
Yeah.
And now we have civilization. That's where we stand. And civilization is... the wonderful thing that it is today. That's really all I have to say about that one.
So, the new upcoming movies. Anybody seen anything good?
Seen Elysium.
Elysium, how was that?
Matt Damon with a shaved head.
That's the one where they have robot arms, right?
I've seen him with, like, a fade, but never with a shaved head.
This is with a shaved head, and it
was... Well, yes, robot arms and shit, right?
Yes, but it was a
gigantic half man, half robot.
Cultural comment on immigration and healthcare. That's all the movie was about, and it was so blatant.
I don't know
that
how
was,
you
like,
get that
boring.
Shit from robot arms.
Dude, it was the robot arms that said it all.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, in the future, when we have healthcare, when we're like Canada...
We'll all have robot arms.
Trust me, I hate Canadians with a burning passion. Like, I'm not going to lie to
you. That makes all of us.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know we're
Canada.
In the same boat.
Blame
exactly.
Canada.
Blame Canada. I like that. So, if the Canadians figure this shit out because they have free health insurance... And they figure out they can have, like, nanobots and fucking robot arms.
Robot arms.
And they can just, like, punch the shit out of you and just, like, take all your shit.
I've always wanted to move to Canada because of these things.
But see, it's not Canadians that'll come out with the robot arms. They'll have the robot penises first.
Really?
And maybe a robot wrist so that they can wave
even
goodbye to you.
More reason to move to Canada.
See? There it is.
Robot penis.
Robot penis all day.
How would you fight off a Canadian with a robot penis?
How would you not? That's my first question.
I wouldn't be able to fight him off. I'd just be like, okay, well, whatever you want, it's yours. I'll leave. You can have my house, all my shit. It's over.
I'd just throw fucking Melissa at her. Be like, yo, robot penis, be gone. And just fucking throw Melissa physically at them. Be like, you know what? This is a good catch. I'm down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Melissa's okay with anal.
How would you control that, though? If you were a Canadian. Yeah. Huh?
Control anal?
Yes.
Both
of her thumbs are up.
A lot of lube and a lot of preparation. Only water in the
concentration.
The no vinegar, folks.
No vinegar.
Vinegar's bad for you. I've heard vinegar was
wrong.
Good
bad
though.
For you.
I've heard you know vinegar was good. You make some bath salt, you know some
bath
some salts in there. Yeah.
See, now we're stepping it
some
up.
Vinegar.
That should be.
Let's talk about bath salts.
Oh, I'm so down. Bath salts.
It's
all
not.
Day.
It's a stupid fucking bath salts is what the major media TV called it. It's not bath salts. They don't sell it as bath salts. That's just what they called it. They sell it at fucking head shops. It's like the same thing as meth. It's not called bath salts. You don't walk into a head shop and say, that's what the media called it. But it's like the same thing as meth.
However, like, if you walk into a head shop and call it the wrong thing, they'll kick you out because
they're
will. So paranoid.
They will.
It's like if you say the word bong.
Can't say bong.
No, you can't.
Can't say bong. I would like to purchase this large water pipe.
I don't think you can say, you can't say
bong. When I said bong, I meant like onomatopoeia, like bong. I just got an idea. I wasn't talking about
a noun. You have to walk into
noun.
A head shop with a gong and just say, hey, do you have any gong? Yeah. It's close enough, right? You get the point? Let me see your big wall of water.
It's
pipes.
All bullshit, though. Like they act like there's undercover cops like hanging out in the store 24 hours a day. Like you walk in, you're like, oh yeah, I want to see this pipe. I want to see this bong. There's no need to overreact and be like, oh, you can't say bong. You gotta leave. I mean, come on, man.
Can I see that tobacco packing and burning instrument, please? That is the verbiage that I always use. I am the politically correct headshot man.
Real polite.
Yes, I walk in. Yeah. Can I see that item that I would only plan to ever burn? Tobacco in under any circumstances, and everything else would possibly be illegal, so I would not give any of my money to you for any sort of illegal paraphernalia. They say, sure, no, I'm happy to. Here you go.
Yeah.
I check out that gigantic ass bomb.
Water pipe.
Water pipe is good.
Yeah.
If you're like a douche for saying it, you're like, excuse me, sir, may I interview your water pipes? I'll start with the cheapest plastic one I can find. Like, yes, we'd love to do that for you.
Because I know that the only way that I ever enjoy smoking tobacco has been out of a 6.5-foot acrylic fucking water pipe. And that's all I have to say about that.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're not smoking tobacco out of a 6.5-foot acrylic water pipe, you're just not smoking at all.
Actually, surprisingly enough, I have one of those at my house. It's not a 6. It's a 4.5.
So a tiny little guy.
Yeah. My neighbor actually let me borrow it.
Yeah, it's tiny. And you just smoke straight tobacco out of there.
No, well, the thing is, like, so I have, you know how my apartment's laid out. So, like,
so what you're getting to is that you smoke meth out of it.
Well, no, so, like, I can sit on the bed and sit down with my legs hanging down, and it's tall enough where I can load it up and just hit it, like, while I'm sitting on a bed.
And who lights it for you, Moo?
No, I light it myself.
Oh, you light it yourself?
Yeah.
Sounds
my
comfy.
My back is not as good as it used to be. But, I mean, you know, extenuating circumstances, sometimes you got to take one for the team.
I hear that.
You got to bend down and light it.
Oh,
and
Phil,
get the goodness.
That is why your back isn't what it used to be. You've taken too many for the team, my friend.
It probably has.
The team being yourself.
No, but actually, thinking back to shenanigans now.
I mean,
the team being
the team
me
is
and Griff,
who wants to get high, right?
Exactly. So
think,
yes.
You know.
The
exactly.
team used to be me and Griff, which would end up with me, Griff, and Phil at shenanigans, and there would always be one whale.
There could only be one.
There could only be one, and
oh,
Phil took it for
so
the team
many
every
more
time.
Than one.
Oh no, hell's no, man. There was always one in the group, and you
like,
always took it for the team, Chief.
I feel like there were many times
I gotta
when
pee
happened.
Again.
Ryan, I'm going to buy you a robot bladder. That's all it comes down to at this point. Robot bladders for life.
It's not the worst idea.
See? Ryan would approve of this.
Could you, does it come in a package with the robot penis?
I think it probably could, because it would probably just be a bag connected to a robot penis.
Yeah,
you'd be
could
a
probably
robot
double
bag
down
with
on
the
that
robot
one.
Penis.
Get a
maybe
half
like,
price.
Yeah, like
his birthday's
two
in a few months.
Dude, go on Newegg. They may have it.
Get a half price coupon. You get two of them at once.
Check it out on like Amazon.
Yeah.
I just saw a deal for that on Groupon, so you should probably check out Groupon.
I don't think it would work, though.
Oh, it would definitely work.
You think so?
Oh, I know it would. Yeah. It's the same idea as like the fucking fake dicks with the bags of fucking fake pee that you use.
Yeah, for when
test.
You have to go take a piss
Instead,
test
you
if
just,
you're on probation
you
or whatever.
Paint it like the Terminator and you're good.
Yeah, but if it's a robot, like you have to have a switch. Like you're either like full blast or nothing. So like what if the switch what if like
it'd be like a five way
scale,
yeah, see it'd be like a really? Five way selector at the minimum.
Oh, so you would need
See, I was getting excited about this one. No. It's definitely sliding. Trust me. It needs to go.
Multiple levels.
That's right.
It's on a sliding scale.
Yeah, there's no other way.
Okay.
So wait till I still show fucking Sarah the robot penis controller over there.
Oh, yeah. It moves automatically.
With the slider. It's a 100 millimeter slider.
What if the batteries run out? Like, what if, like... Dude, you would have to have...
No, you just put like you put the newest fucking generation of batteries.
Some lithium ions.
Lithium ion solar powered batteries. And that's all it is.
How is your cock gonna be solar powered?
Like, how would your cock not be solar powered?
You'd have to walk around with your pants off all day just to recharge it.
Like, maybe that's part of they want you to get outside more.
Yeah.
Clothes are overrated. People should be naked more.
Yeah, but you would have to live into a different country though. You can't really do that in America. Like you
Hey
can't...
in Texas. You can go topless.
Really?
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
no
have those
shit.
Fucking parades every year, the titty
At least
parades.
In Austin. I don't know if that's the entire...
So
yeah,
girl...
I feel like it's probably just Austin.
Sounds about
so
right.
If a girl's walking downtown and she wants to take her shirt off and just go full bore, they can't arrest her for
Negative.
Indecent exposure?
I mean, she'll be in the police station
that
by the end of the night.
No, she won't. I have a friend who does this on 6th Street.
And how many times has she been raped?
Never.
That's what I was getting at here. That's why she would be in the police station. She's not a suspect. She would be a victim at that point.
No, there's... I mean, she has friends that go with her, and they have a fun little time just dancing topless downtown. It's real sweet.
I bunch like of that. Holy shit, man.
That's why I love this town.
Melissa,
you tell
we're
me
going
girls
down
are getting
Street.
Topless, there's
you
nothing
are getting
wrong
topless.
With that.
I'll see your titties dancing all over the place. Yeah, that actually is true. Barton Springs. And then what's that? What's the other one? That's like a fully nude fucking Hippie Hollow.
Oh, there's a bunch of gay dudes down there. You don't want to. I've been down there once.
You don't want to wait.
That's why there's a bunch of gay dudes down there, Phil. I know it's just you. I know you're the only one down there.
Just tip your toe. Just put your toe in the water, Phil.
T dragged me down there. I don't want to go down there.
Nah, you definitely want to go down there.
There's like, I don't know. I don't like it, man. There's too much, like, dudes just being like, all right, well, it's Hippie Hollow. And then just, like, walk around with a dong hanging out and shit. And I'm like, I don't want to see any of this shit. I'm ready to leave. Like, I don't want to see none of that.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Well, sometimes they'll pull their scrotum skin over the penis and the balls and just kind of make just a lump.
Like a bat?
I like that.
Yeah, well, kind of like a bat, but just like a big lump.
It's like,
is that what the presidents of the United States of America were singing about?
Holy shit.
Well, no, nothing to do with
20
Obama.
20 years later, it all comes
brilliant
back.
Brilliant peaches. Peaches full for me.
Circle. Wait, are you talking about the cigar situation with President Clinton?
The president of the United States of America. She's lump. She's lump. She's in my head.
Jesus. Oh, it's lump.
Okay,
it
okay.
is lump
Sarah
all day
Sarah just brought
long.
It full circle right yeah. there.
It is lump it's, all day. So that's what they're doing.
It completely makes sense
so
now.
Instead of just enjoying shit. Yourself and hanging brain, now you actually have to fucking bat it up. And then from there, how do you adhere it?
Yeah,
there?
Please
do you
explain
hold
the
it?
Technicalities.
You pull your scrotum skin up.
Right.
And you cover your balls and your penis.
Right.
If you have one. If you just have balls, then...
then you're deep shit.
Good
sucks
for you.
To be you.
You're missing something.
No, not sucks to be you. This process is easier. But what you do is you pull the scrotum skin
right.
over your penis and balls, and you make like a nice lump.
I see it like up to like your pubic bone almost.
Is there? Right. I feel like there might be some duct tape involved
that,
in this
that
shit.
Was my, no. That was my main question. How do you adhere it?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
The only thing involved is smegma and Instagram.
Hmm. Wow. Right. That's pretty impressive.
So,
I like to use, the Funtac shit. That's what works best
for
me.
Posters? Like the blue shit
that
the you use
shit.
To stick posters on the wall?
I try to get it like skin colored though. So like,
but
I mean,
you gotta,
down
like,
there I'm so white. I just get the straight white one. You can't even tell the difference.
I don't
just
know.
One sack. Just one lump. That's all it comes down to.
If you don't manscape, like, it's a painful process when you try to pull
that's
the poster.
That's why you gotta manscape, bro. You go to fucking, what is it? Ideal Image.
Ideal Image.
Yep, get that shit laser hair removal, bro.
Really?
I just have one
they
line.
They shoot a
of
laser on your balls?
They only have one line of laser hair removal, which is the exact line I used to use the... All that
so you
tack
you go to this store and
yeah it's two little lines just like
zone.
Right above there and that's it you wouldn't even notice it but
you
it's
go
like perfect.
Yeah
you go to the store
I bet
and
you I'd notice
willingly
it.
Oh,
I
pay somebody to shoot a laser at your junk directly.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because the other bright side is that when Melissa's fucking giving me head, it's just two eyeball holes in the hair so that she doesn't get poked in the eye while she's going at
that's
it. So
sweet.
I mean. Dude, it's
thoughtful.
Yeah.
It helps on every level. I get easy lump with easy removal, and my fucking beautiful fiance does not fuck up her awesome blue eyes.
You might have radiation fucking damage.
I most definitely do.
Cancer.
Soon it'll just be a lump. Whether or not I tape it up or not, it's just going to be one big lump.
You're going to have another fucking Sam growing out of your fucking groin area.
I'll call it Guado. It'll still come out. Just Guado. Just all day.
Aww. That's sweet.
That's the reaction I hope to hear. I drop my drawers and Melissa just looks at me. I don't think it's going to be awe, but I hope it. I hope it's just... Aww, can we keep it? That's what I want to hear when that shit happens.
You grew us a friend.
She's perfect.
Clever girl.
Some shit like that probably happened because in the like in the 1950s, I was actually reading an article about this.
Was this during your birthday?
Well, no. It was. I couldn't walk yet. I was alive, but I couldn't walk yet. So in Las Vegas,
because you had polio from the 30s.
probably. I had to have be pushed around in a baby carrier.
Yeah. I still see you as like a 50-year-old man in the 50s. I don't know why that is, but I see you as just, I see you with like wings in your hair.
All I need is a goddamn house with a front porch and a shotgun, a bottle of moonshine with three X's across the front of it. That's it. That's all I need.
You'll be good.
I'd be set for the rest of my life.
Well, you've been to Gonzales, so you know that that is the place to purchase property in which you can do such things.
Yeah, as I don't know. I have to find a nice spot. I have to win the lottery first.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure for like $50,000, you can get a fucking one-bedroom bungalow with a front porch that you can fucking sit out there and drink moonshine with a shotgun. I don't think anyone will bother you either.
I'm going to need more than one bedroom. I'm going to have to win the lottery. Yeah. I'm going to need like 20 acres.
20 acres? Okay.
Yeah. I need a lot of room.
So in Gonzales, that'll probably still run you about 50 grand.
I need a lot of space to hide things.
I'm willing to pay you in refried beans and organic eggs.
Right, I'll take it.
If you'll sit in Indian style on the front of our porch with maybe,
Can I bring a shotgun?
Yeah, maybe a shotgun.
Well, that's kind of what's going to seal the deal.
Okay, bring the shotgun.
Well, and, if not a shotgun, can I at least bring a handgun?
No, I think a long gun is going to show a better situation.
Yeah. What if I come to your house on Halloween and dress up like a scarecrow and sit on your front porch and give little kids candy and then, like, scare the little kids?
Only if you take it out of the lump. Like, the candy has to be hidden in the lump, and then you just hand it out from the lump. So, like, individual Reese's Pieces. Not, like, packs of them.
It just falls on the ground. Like,
just one Reese's Pieces at a time.
Don't use your hands, children.
Yep. Yeah.
I can do that.
Just open up the lump and just have it dump it into their fucking individual little bags of just individual Reese's Pieces. Just
every few, like, scatter out and, like, one's, like, stuck. So
exactly.
You gotta jiggle it.
Yeah.
Just jiggle it a bit.
Just do it.
Every once in a while, a Skittle to throw off the children's palates.
I was going to say
you gotta
a gummy
mix
bear.
It up.
Make them sniff some coffee beans.
Exactly. So
like Foley's.
You gotta mix it up.
If the kids get either the Skittle or one gummy bear, then they get one penny, because that's exactly what old people do at Halloween. They just hand out pennies. So hand out, like, well, you got the gummy bear, so you get a penny and then this pickle. No bag, no nothing, just a raw fucking, just hand the kid the pickle and just call it a day.
I
want
to go to somebody's house and give out pickles for Halloween. You have a house.
You can do this.
You have a front porch. I know where I'm going for Halloween now.
Just a big bucket of pickles.
I wonder when we're going to get to the point where, like, pennies are like, you know, because nowadays kids are like, what's that?
With, yes.
Like, regular phones.
You gotta be handing out like iTunes gift cards and shit, man.
What's a penny?
They're getting straight up pickles. I'm going dill. Tickets all the way. I'm going
King
dill.
Bread and butter till the day I die.
Yeah? Really?
That's where it's at.
We could have a face off.
Hormel.
We could both of us be on the front porch and have the kids come up and be like, do you want dill or do you want bread and butter? And we could be salesmen.
I think
they're like,
the
come
only
on down for the bread and butter.
Do you want one syllable or four? Because bread and butter, bro.
No, straight up
or
dill,
just a
man.
Dill.
I'm a salesman. I can sell some dill.
Dill with it.
Dill with it, son. With the sunglasses on and still with your lump. The lump cannot disappear from this picture. Yeah. You're still dealing with the Reese's Pieces and the gummy bears and the Skittle, but now you just have pickles as a side project that's going on.
If I was a little kid and I went to somebody's house, and they were like, well, you can get bread and butter pickle, or you can get a dill pickle. I'm going dill all the way. Like, little kids don't like bread and butter. That's an acquired taste.
That makes one of us.
Exactly.
So it's an acquired taste,
man.
I don't know. The dill is so much sweeter.
I could just see you now and just being like the dude from Family Guy. Come over here, son. I got some dill pickles for you. It's deep in my pocket. Can't get it because of arthritis. That's exactly what I hear happening right now.
Dick,
and this is
going
to be like
youngster.
Next year.
Some strong muscly arms.
Strong muscly arm, paper boy. That's exactly what I see happening right now. Just you dealing with fucking dill pickles. There will be a lawsuit on this shit.
The most
so
beautiful
fast.
Part is I'm going to do it on y'all's front porch. I'm going to dress up like Scarecrow. Come on. It's okay. Halloween.
Right. Bring your muscly arms over
dill
here.
Pickles.
Let me give you my dill pickle.
Can I
hand out sweet pickles?
Oh, you can definitely hand out sweet
pickles.
Oh, well,
you want to throw another equation into the mix.
So we definitely have enough time before Halloween to be able to make this into a realistic fucking venture, and we can pod the whole thing, but what the I want to like build the most. A fucking spud cannon that fires out fucking dill pickles.
Yes.
So we need to be firing out pickles at the children that pass by trying to trick or treat out of a spud cannon.
Dude, and it would be the best Halloween ever.
I'm not talking about spud gun.
If I was a little
gun,
kid, and cannon. Like 10 years from now, I'd be like, holy shit, you remember when we were like 9 years old, and we went to that guy's house, and there were three guys there, and they shot dill pickles at us out of a fucking spud cannon? Like, we're shaping the lives of young America.
Yeah, they may have like a fucking phallic item fetish after that. I don't know, man.
I'll tell you guys what. When I was a boy, we didn't have dill pickles, so I would go trick-or-treating, and, you know, back in the day, I was dressed up like a ghost, just with a good old sheet, couple holes, and I would go over to these places, and they'd just give me a homegrown cucumber and a gallon of brine, and they give me, well, it's funny now, but you guys are youngsters, so I'd get a cucumber and a gallon of brine. In one of those, like, those newfangled plastic gallons that they put milk in, the cow juice. And I would basically just go home, and my mom would say, you know, who gave that to you, Brandon? And I'd say, well, a stranger. And we'd just get together. We'd put it in there and put it in there. And next thing you know, you've got a full-grown pickle. And next Halloween, you're the boss. You know what I mean? Like,
now you're the one handing out pickles. No, I see
start
it clearly.
Laugh, motherfuckers.
So true story. In elementary school, I did a science project, and it was to make a pickle.
To make a pickle? Yeah,
did you beat the game? Did you make a pickle?
I made pickle.
Well, then really? That's it. You are making fucking 150 pickles
did you,
for
like,
us.
What, did
actually,
you?
This are... is a big topic at our farm right now because we're growing pickling cucumbers, and so we're going to get 5 gallon buckets. And
I think we have ourselves pickles. A Halloween podcast going on right now.
Yes.
I think that this is it.
Pickle
we're getting
cast.
A spud cannon and a pickle and children, and this this will turn
one
out to be
pickle.
The best.
One pickle, just multiple one. Children.
Sounds like a stocking. I'd like the stuff.
It's your
oh,
turn to
God.
Take a lick, Johnny.
Oh, jeez.
I'll tell you what. Another way to get a good pickle is to show your tits to the Grinch.
You know, I've tried.
I would.
But he's
I'm
a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I'm more than willing
he's
to
got
do
a
that.
Good pickle, though, I'll tell you what.
He does, yeah.
I tried everything.
Myself, but I've heard stories. I've heard stories.
I showed him my donut hole. He was like, nah, I'm not pulling it out.
So
I guess
can
that
we
just wasn't
really
sexy
like.
Enough.
So you're growing a shit ton of cucumbers. You're going to make them into pickles.
Yes.
Like, I see an opportunity to do a live podcast.
Yes.
Like, I think
on Halloween with pickles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
This is on like talking.
Because Halloween's probably like one of the best holidays ever.
I agree.
It is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I'd really love to go all out.
That would
house.
Be
like,
super
I mean,
awesome.
It's,
me too.
Hello, we have a big bag. We can make it real extra crazy.
Dude, we can make a fucking haunted house.
Made out of pickles.
We can take Dustin. I know Dustin Vale is listening to this podcast. I love you, Dustin Vale.
Dustin Vale.
Dustin Vale.
Everybody
Dustin
loves you, Dustin Vale.
Vale.
So we
coming
can take
this Halloween. Dustin Vale.
We can take his tent and get some tarps. And make our own fucking haunted, like, little mansion in
haunted
the backyard.
Haunted shantytown.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It went from mansion to shantytown.
No,
town,
no,
and
no,
I just...
no.
Whoa,
no,
the shantytown would probably be a little bit easier to Because
you could totally
like
have
it.
The ghost of Naked Busto.
And also, I've
Yes! And that will be the scare of every kid's life. Busto will just come
he's
out
never,
pissed, drunk, and naked.
Yeah, and he'll never know that.
Oh, he'll never know.
It
no.
Just cover
Who
him
drew
in
this
yes.
on me?
I agree. I like this idea. All right. All right.
And that's it. And so we're going to have a giant ghost shantytown in your backyard with pickles Sweet. And naked drunken Busto.
We
and
love you
we'll
so much,
we'll see how
Mike
long this
Busto.
Goes on for before we're all arrested for like some sort of child porn ring or something.
We love you, Mike Busto. We
yeah.
know you're listening.
Yes, we do.
We
yes,
love
we
you.
Do.
Be titties, you the man. Yeah. You're a good
we
sport,
love you,
son.
Mike Busto. I think we should actually do this, though. I think it's very fucking legitimate that we could actually set some stuff
doable.
Up
it's doable.
At your house. But there's no little kids to come to your house.
We technically
you
only
in
have
them.
Two
That's
to four
true.
Podcasts left before
You'd
we're at the Halloween podcast.
Be surprised, Phil.
It's a neighborhood.
There
yeah.
are lots of
really?
Little children
yeah,
that come.
We should plan some shit to scare the shit out of little kids and then give them pickles while they're crying and walking away.
Yeah. greased up, like with olive oil, and just be like, here's a pickle, son. And it just shoots up. Like the father's just like, just run, run.
Maybe that's the way that we're going to have to do it. Fuck a pickle cannon. We're just going to get a whole bunch of like olive oil and just put it on the pickles and just shoot them out of the children through our hands. Oh, you're going to be arrested way before any of this actually plays out. No, I'm okay with that.
My house.
Hey, NSA, love you, bro.
No, but if there's like, there's little kids around your neighborhood, like we could do some, you know, legitimate, like set up a haunted house with a bunch of tarps and, you know, put like a bunch of masks in there and have like people jump out. Like people do that shit all the time, you know, like, oh, this is the best haunted house on the neighborhood. Like,
have you seen the, there's like a documentary or something where they go into how, like, some people plan their entire year around their
There's a great Netflix documentary on it.
Really?
Yes.
I know they do that shit for Christmas, so I have no doubts that they do that shit for Halloween.
Like, they're hoping to, like, some of them try to, like, make money. Like, this one, like, story they follow, this guy is trying to legitimately do this because he's just got all these dreams and visions, and he starts like trying to he basically wants to charge for his haunted house and puts all this money into it, and then it just
goes completely bankrupt and his wife leaves him. Now he's back to furry eel porn, and that's where it ends.
Yeah.
This does bring us back around full circle, and I do have to say this may be close to another fine episode of New Level Studios, and all I have to say is thank you, Phil Dirt.
The finest episode of New Level Studios.
Ryan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Future Wizard.
Thanks for having me, guys. Wobbleberg. I really appreciate it. Just real quick, www.soundcloud.com/wobbleburger. Just like it sounds. Just like it sounds.
What if I go to Google? If I go to Google and I type SoundCloud space Wobbleburger, can I find it there?
You'll fucking find us.
What if I use the AOL or Netscape fucking search bar?
What if I have dial-up?
Can I ask
I'm more of a Yahoo man, but you can find us on GeoCities.
I was just about to ask, if you're on GeoCities and I'm in, do you have a MySpace?
I have two MySpaces, but they got a little angry at each other, so I combined them into a Tumblr.
So I've noticed lately, when I get out of the shower and I'm drying off, I have these terrible split ends, and I don't know how to fix it. Is this product right for me?
Well, I wouldn't say the product's right for you, but I would say that if you listen to some of my podcast, there's a lot of omega-3 and like vitamin D and things you wouldn't even think that could be involved with sound.
I like that.
And I think they're going to get rid of those split ends, and I think you're going to become a better man.
How do you feel about pickles?
I like the sound.
Can
that.
The audience hear my smile? Because I am smiling, ladies and germs.
I think from here on out, there's going to be a lot of pickles on the podcast, and that's all I have to say about that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ryan, Future Wizard Pet. And thank you so much, Sarah, for coming and joining us. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Melissa, for taking these fabulous pictures of us talking about pickles
and queso.
Oh my god, yes, thank you for the hors d'oeuvres for this wonderful podcast. Damn, you are by far the best. This is the reason I'm marrying her, and this is the reason why Wobbleburger Patton is weaving through his hands. And that's what I have to say about bringing this to another
episode. It is another fine episode of the New Level Studio. It's a
fantastic episode.
I think, should we go around the room, family style, say goodnight, Sarah?
Let's each say our thing.
Say goodnight, Sarah. Say goodnight, Ryan. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Sarah.
Goodnight, Sarah.
We're just going to put you on the spot.
And good night, Ryan. Say good night.
Good night, pretty mama.
I just want to say good night.
Good night, Phil.
Good night, Sam.
Again, that's www.com/soundcloud.com/geocities.com/warble.
You can find it at your local Wawa's for $2.99, bringing your coupon. Let's see it from the Sunday paper, bringing your coupon $2.99 at your local Wawa's.